We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
He is mad. He is crazy. Some say he never had any marbles at birth. Or maybe he's onto something. It's the Queery Cast with Larry Queery Rai. It's not fearless, just real talk. And now, here's your host.
Hello and hey and welcome to this week's episode of the Queery Cast, which is an election special because Zimbabwe is going for elections today. Zimbabweans are going to vote for a new president or maybe retain the same president, who knows. And they're also going to vote for MPs and councillors. Of course, most of the discussions are around who the president will be. Will it be Emmerson Mnangagwa who stays? Is it going to be the young and youthful Nelson Chamisa? Is it going to be one of those elections? I don't know. I mean, look, I'll tell you, if you go onto social media and see the commentary from both sides, you'd think that, Chamisa's fans or supporters will make you think that he's going to get 100% of the votes. And you go to the other side where Emmerson Mnangagwa's supporters will also believe that he's going to get 100%. And all of this is forgotten that there are 21 other candidates who could actually have a big say in how this election will go. Because they're going to pinch votes from both sides, particularly for ZANU-PF. They're going to lose votes to Joyce Mujuru, certainly. And they're going to lose some votes to the NPF. And for the MDC, they're going to, the alliance, that is, they could lose votes to MDCT, which is led by Togo Sadikupe. So there's a lot of scenarios that are being played out here. And more often than not, the focus has been on the two rival big parties. The astonishing thing, of course, was on Saturday, or rather Sunday, when no one is supposed to be campaigning, Nelson Chamisa calls a press conference. And then a few hours later, Robert Mugabe, who's the rival? What's the guy's name? Emmerson Mnangagwa sends out a poster video on his online, and we get it all over WhatsApp and so forth. This is, an infraction, if you come to think of it, on both sides, that they're not supposed to be campaigning or decampaigning each other. And to throw it all in the mix, the old man, Robert Mugabe, comes out of the woodwork, right, and decides to just come out and tell people who he's voted for, or he's going to vote for. It was painful listening to him. I mean, there was a time I think I was like, okay, I just haven't heard from Robert Mugabe in a while. I just like to hear from him, to know what's up. But I was sitting there, I was like, no, I don't want to hear from this guy. Maybe if he's telling stories about the past and putting together a documentary or whatever the case may be, or writing a book, yeah, we'll read it. But I really do think Zimbabwe needs to move past Robert Mugabe. And if you look at Nelson Chamisa, he's courting off Mugabe and saying, oh, he's going to vote for me and so forth. I think you want a clean break from that. The last thing you want to do is have a situation where we have this hangover. Don't get me wrong. The things that Mugabe did for me personally, and essentially making me a confident African going on to the rest of the continent and the rest of the world, and that I'm always going to be thankful to him for. I'm going to be thankful for that. That I became a confident African, and that's, I think, a lot of Zimbabweans will tell you that. But I don't. Someone would give the example of the Malaysian Prime Minister, 93, who's just gotten into power, and say, oh, look, we shouldn't be thinking about age and so forth. But reality is, there have been other prime ministers who have influenced the history of Malaysia. Yes, he was part of it. He was a former prime minister who came out of retirement and decided to work for his country again. And the reality of the matter is, we need that clean break. We need that kind of feeling. I don't know what it is. That feeling that life can go on, whether it's a continuation of ZANU-PF under a new leadership with new ideas being brought to the table, or the young Nelson Chamisa coming in and, and giving something different. My ideal situation for me, to be honest, is I think both sides have to govern together. I think right now, winner takes all for me doesn't really, is not very attractive. For the simple reason that I think both sides have got ideas that all need to be implemented. I think there are things that both sides can contribute to the basket from both sides. They've got very talented people on both sides, young and older. So I think, to a large extent, I didn't think it'd be palatable like last year, but I think there's got to be a time where we take our po politics and shove them in next door for a bit and build the country. Because I keep saying we sometimes forget that we're in the middle of a crisis as a country, where we don't have a currency going. Our health institutions are not great. We talk about investment that's coming in. The what you call it, the Harare City Council was at with the local government minister at the what's the name of this place? Zimbabwe Agricultural Society, where there was a groundbreaking ceremony for a 15,000-seater conference center. Now, that's work, that's jobs, and all that sort of thing that's happening. And of course, a place where we will see more. Big time concerts and what do you call those things? Not just concerts, but what's this thing where people come and congregate? Conventions, yes. And what's also being put in that is a hotel. And the outgoing mayor, Bernard Manyenyeni, came out and said that, we need 10 of these over the next 10 years, essentially building one every year. And also in Victoria Falls, a company from Dubai is saying it's going to build a Grand Prix circuit that'll make that part of the country attractive. And the thing that I the reason I'm mentioning this is because it's obvious that ZANU-PF has got deal makers. But also MDC comes in with a lot of youthful exuberance, which I think if you put those two together, you could have something going. But that's just me talking. I don't know. To be honest, I think whatever happens, the big thing for me is we need as a country to be able to move past the politics. We really need to start taking care of each other. And we've done a bad job of it over the last couple of months. And from the political aspect, from the divisive language between supporters of different political formations, we just need to find a different way of communicating with each other and focus on building Zimbabwe. Because the future is going to read what we all wrote on social media. The future is going to tell us, to tell the story of what we did in this period. And the question becomes, is this something that we're going to be proud of? Is this something that we can say honestly that we contributed the best that we could to this country? And I'm hoping we haven't crossed the Rubicon, because I'm hoping a lot of the divisions that have been created can be undone. That gang signs, regalia, and all that other stuff should not define how we are as Zimbabweans. I mean, this is a country that is has brought great uniters in terms of causes. Our people still remain awesome. They are incredible. And despite our differences, we've generally avoided war. You've got different periods in the history of this country, especially in the last 15 years, where the country seemed ripe for war. You had millions of percentage of inflation. And other countries have gone to war for a lot less than some of the things that we resisted violence, especially in some most extreme terms, under. And then, of course, we're the country of Oliver Mtukudzi, Thomas Mapfumo, Alick Macheso, Chiwoniso, Lovemore Madjaivana, Ilama, Mukumba, Bundu Boys, Ja Praiser, Amara Brown. We've produced some amazing talent in this country, many of whom have graced some of the biggest stages. The Bundu Boys, if you remember, shared the stage with Madonna at her peak. Tuku just came from a major festival out in Portugal. Mukumba is going to share the stage with The Weeknd at a festival later this year. And not to mention our country's own pop genre, which is Zim Dancehall, where Soulja Love, Winky D, and many more have defined, or redefined rather, our country's musical landscape. Then, of course, there's the gango. You gotta love that conflation of meat, different types of meat, all in the same plate. Then the inventiveness of some of our young people. I remember making cars, wire cars, as a kid, and I'd like to have children that will be able to do that. That their worries aren't going to be the higher, bigger worries that we have, potholes and all that sort of thing. I mean, there's a stolen innocence of a generation. There's so many things. I remember being at a house a couple of years ago when load shedding was huge, where there was a child who, because the power had not gone out for like 2 days and they'd been used to just having 12 hours of electricity and so forth, the child was like, "Yeah, I don't feel comfortable because we have too much electricity. When is the electricity going to go?" And over the last couple of months, the last 7 months or so, we've started seeing some, I don't know what to call it. We started seeing some recovery in as far as our country is concerned. And what is being laid is a groundwork for something much better. I was having a chat with my friend the other day to say, you know what, we're hoping that in our lifetime, we will get to taste some of the fruits of the recovery. Whoever is in charge, remember, I'm not going for anyone. I'm not endorsing anyone in this election or whatever. But we just said, you know, a lot of what we're doing for our children and our children's children. But we'd also like to taste some of the goodness. Maybe, who knows? We might be able to taste some really awesome things in our lifetime in this country. And that's my hope. My biggest hope is that after this week, because it's going to be a pretty dicey times straight after the elections, after this week, we'll get back to being kind to each other. We'll love each other. We'll start making films. We'll start recording songs. And we're going to start making superstars out of the artists that I talk about, and not have, as I walk past anywhere, reading the headlines, the newspaper, they're focused on politicians and not creatives. Where we can focus on things that will move our country forward. I know there are those who believe in politics being the first solution. I personally don't. I believe that people are the first solution. And it reminds me of something by Carolyn Miss, who said, "People suffer when they pursue a life or chase a dream that doesn't belong to them." And I've seen a lot of my people going after dreams that do not belong to them. And there's a lot of frustration of my people. And in this special elections podcast, what I'm saying to you is, if you're going to vote today, be kind. Even to people that disagree with you, be kind. Even after the elections, remember this, that we're still going to have to focus on the one thing that is building this country, no matter who wins, no matter what happens. What we've got to do is build this country. And that's going to be one of the most important things. It's going to be one of the most exciting journeys. And we've got to play this very carefully. We've got to play this very carefully. Because we've been in dispute for the past 20 years. And it's just time now to stop being in dispute. Their children have grown up and gotten married and have children now who have known nothing but Zimbabweans fighting each other. And you can see from the international community that they're sort of tired of Zimbabwe now. They're like, oh, God, can't these guys just sort it out? I was speaking to one person who's like, you know, there's certain countries where the dispute in terms of politics is a lot higher than Zimbabwe, but Zimbabwe just doesn't move on. I don't know what the case is. There's been somebody produced something and said it's the paucity of adults, like people who are just going to get on with it. Because more often than not, the people that brought us up, our parents, tended to just get on with it, just get things done. But that is not for me. I'm not disparaging those who believe in politics. I think people are different and people should be allowed to express themselves differently. But it must be for the greater good. And the greater good must be found quickly because, like I said, we are in a crisis. There are children out there sleeping on the streets and we're not thinking about them. We use them when it comes to political sloganeering to say, yeah, you know, this is what's up on it. And this one's going to blame that one and that one's going to blame the other. You did this, you did that, you did this. But in all of that, time is moving. And those people are not going to get their life back. It's gone. Now, it doesn't matter who you want to blame for it. What you've got to ask yourself is that, are you part of the solution? And being part of the solution sometimes is taking a seat back and just being kind. And especially being kind to people who do not agree with you. So that's my Election Day message, a special edition of the Criticast. Take care of yourself and the people that you love. Of course, Bonnie's going to come right to the end and tell you how you can get a copy of the Criticast and not miss an episode. But I encourage you also, of course, to check me out on ZFM Stereo on Mondays and Wednesdays between 7:30 and 8:30 on the platform. And also catch me on the same channel, 8:30 to 9 p.m. Yeah. I'm also doing some election work that was with the BBC. Yeah. Also going to appear on a couple of online places. And I'm also thinking about doing some Facebook Live stuff. So I don't know. It's going to be a very exciting time for me doing the media thing. Yeah. But by email, get in touch with me, larry@3-mob.com. On Twitter, it's @Kwiriray, Kwiriray. So do get in touch and let's have the chat. And I'll finish off with this statement. And it's something that I think is important. And I said it before. Whatever happens, remember to love each other. It's been Larry. It's been the Criticast. Take care of yourself.
You can listen to the Criticast for free on iTunes or Iono FM. And don't forget to subscribe to the Criticast with Larry Quirirai. It's not fearless, just real talk.